the Block Party, a Minecraft podcast, episode 135. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the Block Party started.
Hey, Little C, welcome back.
Hello.
I'm excited. We actually are recording this on a Saturday again.
We don't do that very often.
No, we've been doing it Friday night, so we'll see how this goes. I'm excited, though. We did get some comments, and I'm kind of excited to talk about some of the change logs this week, too. They made some big announcements this week. Minecraft seems like they've been quite busy.
Or at least stealing stuff from mod packs from 10 years ago.
Just inspired by. You got to be politically correct there.
Inspired by.
That's right. Absolutely. In case you didn't know, we always start with our comments from you, the listeners. So make sure you get those in. Join our Discord. We also do open this up when we record to a live audience on our Discord too, so make sure you're a part of that. The first comment from the listeners this week comes from Kangamar. He actually got this in right before we recorded last week's show, I think, so we didn't include it. So Kangamar says, I added the dragon fire add-on to our realm. Now we have dragons wandering the world that we can tame and ride like a horse, except that they can fly. We only play a few minutes every day, so something like Elytra is a long-term dream. Neither I nor my son have ever even used Elytra, but dragons give you that same feeling of flight really easily. They are not as good as Elytra, as they are massive, so will not fit through narrow spaces. You also need to tie them to a post with a lead, or they'll wander off, leaving you stranded far from home. There is a free version, too. All right, Kangamar. Add-ons within the marketplace. I actually looked at this add-on. I didn't buy it or anything, but I did look at it today. The dragon models look really good on it.
I think Minecraft's supposed to have more than one dragon.
You think so?
Like, because I think that was Notch back early days of Minecraft. He said something about there was going to be some red overworld dragon or something.
I do remember talk about that and theories and all this surrounding about, it was a red dragon.
So, like,
I believe
the original Minecraft was supposed to have more than one dragon. And I think we should be able to have some kind of dragon we could ride with the saddle. That'd be awesome.
It does seem like it would fit in kind of, because Minecraft's, especially with all the stone blocks and everything, it's kind of medieval feeling somewhat in a lot of ways, until they brought in concrete, of course, and now everybody does modern stuff. But it does fit in, right? With that whole era of when dragons would have roamed the earth kind of thing.
Maybe? I don't know. I don't know if I see Minecraft in a particular era of like what earth.
Okay.
Like, there's too many different things. Like, there's sci-fi stuff in Minecraft, there's medieval stuff, there's, like, overly fantasy stuff, then there's just, like, weird things. I can't put Minecraft into one era.
Really? I just tend to lean towards it being medieval more than not when I just think of the overworld and
maybe
when
weapons,
you're starting and the weapons
it.
And you're starting with nothing, and it just seems like ancient era type stuff, right? That's just me, though, and everybody's got their own take, and that's what's so great about it, too. It can be different. But I'm glad, Kangamar, that you're enjoying the add-ons that they officially now have released and everything. And it is cool, and it does make it simple for the majority of users to be able to use some of these add-ons. I do find it shocking that you guys don't use Elytra yet at all, ever. I will tell you, though, right now in Jericho SMP, we still have not gone to the end this year. We're already midway through March, and we haven't even been to the end.
And we're all still having fun. Look
and
at that.
And we're having
actually,
a
we're
great
having
time.
More fun without
I'm
Elytras.
Having a lot of fun. It does like, force you
do.
To appreciate the world as you walk around and
Elytras
travel more.
Elytras kind of ruin the game. They also add a lot, but they do ruin it.
They are pretty overpowered, but there is something to be said about Elytra and being able to enjoy more of the biomes quickly, right? Because you can get very far.
Elytra long-term dream, since you guys only play a few minutes a day. Well, someone beat Minecraft in 10 minutes. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, do you play 10 minutes? Come on. No, we're just teasing there.
I think
it is a
know.
Fun way to play slower like that. I
it's
think dragons
think of that.
Being able to fly like that early game That's kind of odd, though, to me.
It doesn't need to be... I don't think it should be early game. It should be, like, mid before in-dimension game. Maybe you need something from the Nether to tame it. Like, a rare thing in the Nether. Maybe, like, a from a Bastion or something.
Yeah, there you go. A something like that. Yeah, I haven't played with any of the official add-ons yet. I've looked at them and seen them.
I tested the Gravestone one.
Okay.
I just put that on a quick survival world. That's pretty cool. I think it's against Minecraft and all of my Minecraft beliefs, but it's cool. It could be fun for casual survival.
I thought it would be a good compromise because I know a lot of servers out there that actually have keep inventory on, which is way too overpowered and takes away the whole punishment of death to me.
I see that with this too, because like it's not like if you die your items are just gone. You still have the 5 minutes to get to that chunk, like, and that is some of the most anxiety inducing 5 minutes ever.
But I will tell you, let's say you're around that area with somebody else that has the chunk loaded, it's not the same as, let's say, you're single player. You have more time in single player to get back to your stuff, so I could see it as a benefit adding it to a SMP or something.
I don't know. I find it too funny watching all my friends lose their stuff in ancient cities.
It does give you a reason not to die. That is the one add-on I looked at today, and I'm like, that would be something I might be able to compromise on, because I know a lot of people want keep inventory.
No.
And there's no way I
anyone who
do
wants
that,
keep inventory doesn't want to play survival Minecraft.
And
the point of survival is to survive. If you don't have any punishment for dying, then there's no point not to die, and there's no reason then to play survival.
I tend to agree. It hurts when I die.
And like once you get overpowered enough, you just have 10 sets of maxed out netherite gear. Oh well, you died. Grab another one.
Well, and so that's where the totems come in too. You get to the point where
you have totems,
a lot
easy.
Of totems. There is very little risks, and we're using those all the time.
The void is so scary.
It just makes me want to go back to the good old days when you didn't have all this overpowered stuff. You didn't have the overpowered villagers. You didn't have the totems. You didn't have rockets to fly your elytra.
I think if we kept everything, but we made it so you couldn't get totems from raids, then that would fix a lot of things.
You had to get back to where you had to get it from the
Woodland
mansions.
Back when
they first put it in.
Everything else would then be a little bit harder. Elytras, because like, you know how many times I've flown into the side of buildings and shopping district and died? But that kind of stuff. Like, I think if you just made totems this extremely rare thing, that would fix Minecraft in most ways.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, I think the elytra, I hate to say this, but I don't think it should be mendable. You shouldn't be able to put mending on an elytra.
I agree with that, too.
I hate to say that because I never want to...
Now, are you okay with repairing them with the phantom membrane still?
But then they run out eventually.
Yeah, I agree with
that. Yeah, you get your one pair of Red Bull Elytra wings, and then you never need another.
Now, what do you think with making Elytra, with all the overpoweredness we have now, to make it fair in something like Jericho, to have it where each time you fight a dragon, it drops one? After the initial one?
I'm against that simply because we have a shopping district, and that would mess up the elytra economy.
Yeah,
because
I can see that.
Because it's easy to kill an ender dragon. You can just sit there all day and get 20 elytras, and I think that's kind of...
I wonder if we made it where you couldn't sell it, but you had to go fight your own dragon.
I don't like that idea, because I like the economy is a huge part of Jericho, so...
Yeah, I got that. I just... Trying to think of things in my head and how different people play and what they like and don't like and trying to make things fair.
That's the thing with Jericho is even the players who don't go out and do the things, they can still get the things because of shops.
And thank you for that.
Players like Holy Bookworm, who would never fight a raid or go to a woodland mansion, can just buy a totem for like 15 diamonds.
Right.
And I think this season we have expensive prices on most things. They're higher prices than any season before, which is good. Because one, it makes the value of diamonds go up, and it already has with like the smithing template things. But just diamonds are more valuable, and you can get so many of them so easily. If anyone complains about getting diamonds, I'm just like, go mining. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's real easy to get diamonds. You know, we were talking, and I think this is what I'm going to do on my live stream. You need villagers.
Yeah, I need.
And I was trying to come up with a price to lend the our villager services to you.
To it's a paid internships.
Yeah, something like that. And how much that would cost. And I'm struggling because I feel like it should be super expensive. However, it's super easy to breed them.
Yeah, but if someone, most people aren't willing to pay an expensive price for villagers, but I am, because I'm lazy. I don't want to have to drag villagers from a village to my base.
Well, I was just, whatever price I give you, now I wasn't necessarily going to drag them to your base. I might for live stream just for entertainment purposes, but that's not what my service is going to be. I'm not delivering the villagers.
Well, if you're just selling villagers, then
I'm just selling villagers.
I mean, you should sell a set of two for expensive. But if you've already bought two, you can buy more villagers for cheaper.
Yeah, because
if you're a returning customer, you get them cheaper.
Yeah, maybe something like that. First one's expensive. Our services, you pay for our services and you get a free villager first time. Then after that, you got to buy additional villagers and it'll be a less price. Yeah, something like that. See, this is economy talk. I love having a strong economy in a Minecraft multiplayer world like that.
Jericho members, go build more shops. I want Shopping District to be chaotically filled with all kinds of shops.
It could be fun. That's definitely, and I guess I just released the announcement of what I'm going to be selling. I'm going to be selling villager services or something. It's going to be, what are those places called that you go to in real life to a job placement or something like that? I can't think of the name, but I'm going to play off of that. Well, LinkedIn, not exactly what I was thinking. But yeah, like a work, I don't even know what they're called, but I'm going to play off of that somewhere. And it just happens to be these villagers are trapped under the church and we're going to bring them up somewhere.
That's just wrong. I just don't know.
We better move on to our listener comments before we get too far off track.
Our next comment comes from Iron Nickname. It's quite hard to balance Minecraft with life when you don't physically have time to play it and you can't just swap it for sleep because of your mom. Recently, I have had a ton of motivation to play Jericho and Skyblock and do all kinds of projects, but I just don't have the time to log on. But again, this does provide opportunities to make myself a better person in real life and explore new hobbies and such to do.
Well, IRL now.
Well, if you have time to explore new hobbies, then you have time to play Minecraft. There you go. Solution solved. Thanks.
I will say, I've never had my mom tell me that I can't play Minecraft. I'm just saying.
That
doesn't count because I'm 40?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
And I've been moved out since I was 18?
You're too old.
I'm getting to be an old man.
I'm going to call my grandma, your mom, and tell her to tell you to not play Minecraft.
It won't work. I don't listen to my mom. Anyways, moving on from that. So, IRL Nick, it's just a balance. I do the same thing. Sometimes I swap sleep for playtime or whatever, or I make it a priority. Hey, I'm going to play Minecraft for an hour. That's what I'm going to do. And this is my priority. And I get you have authority, your parents and everything, and it's good. You should honor them and listen to them. And they are trying to make you a better person, as you say, and you're trying to make yourself better in many ways. That's fine, but there's nothing wrong with playing Minecraft. Just saying.
Minecraft is life.
Thank you, Little C. I agree.
That's the 12th commandment or something.
But and it comes down to how much do you enjoy. Obviously, if you're not making Minecraft the priority over, let's say, I don't know what your hobbies are exactly, but let's say baseball or something, then you go... Then you like baseball more than Minecraft, and nothing's wrong with that either.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but like if you like Minecraft more than other hobbies, don't feel bad if you prioritize Minecraft over those hobbies and if that's something you enjoy more.
Right.
And that's something, just I was watching a YouTube little video and it was just talking about gaming as a whole and how it's not an accepted hobby, I guess. And, like, how a lot of people, like, look down upon people who play games instead of, like, compared to hobbies like music or watching TV shows and stuff. And, like, it's just not accepted in, like, the media much.
I've had this my whole life. I've been playing video games my whole life. I didn't really fit in with the sports crowd. I can't play that well in sports. And what's funny is kids are allowed to literally spend their every waking hour let's say, exercising or practicing for a sport, that's perfectly acceptable in society.
But when a kid beats Tetris,
exactly,
that's looked down upon by
right,
some places.
But I have the high score in Tetris or something, which I don't. But, you know, I want to learn all the moves in the game that I used to play, right? And I'd study that and I'd spend a lot of time doing that. Well, that wasn't acceptable to society. And I will tell you, IRL Nick, the balance of time of what you want to do, what you need to do, all that, that never goes away. It hasn't gone away in my 40 years of being alive. It's a constant struggle.
Become a hobbit and just play Minecraft.
I like the way you're thinking. All right, well, that sums up our listener comments this week. We really do appreciate that. We want to keep the comments coming in. Make sure you get on our Discord. Leave those every single week. Leave us a comment if you're on that Discord. Also, you can email us. That email is
contact@theblockpartymc.com.
It's real easy, and it comes straight to my phone usually, and I'll get you on the show for that. Now, Little C, let's talk about what we've been up to in Minecraft this week, talking about balancing time and everything. Have you prioritized Minecraft this week?
Over everything else in life, I don't remember doing anything but Minecraft.
Nice.
That's a joke, kind of. Not really. I don't know. I was working on my storage room on my live stream on Monday, and I did the detailing and stuff. I got my storage room's fully functional, and I just have a little bit more detailing on the one hallway to do, and that'll be done. And at the end of one of my hallways, there's allegedly a 3x3 flush piston door. Allegedly. That's what they say, you know, asking for a friend.
It's really awesome.
It may or may not be there at the end of one of my hallways.
It looks really awesome.
But that's going to be where I theoretically would put villagers if I had a 3x3 flush piston door at the end of the hallway. I would put villagers behind it.
Got it. So that's where you want them. I think it should be fairly easy.
Besides,
where I have the villagers,
to,
by the way.
I need to dig a different tunnel to get there so it doesn't have to go through my storage room, which has a barrel under every chest, because I don't feel like going through and breaking every single one of those barrels to get a villager down there.
Can I get to that? If I do decide to transfer the villagers from there, can I go through the secret entrance?
Yeah.
In the hill, and then go down, drop them down in a boat to the water.
Yeah, you can.
And then down the ice road, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I should be able to make that work. That should be fun on a live stream to do too.
I was mad because I got a brown panda in a boat. And I thought, okay, I have it, or I got it out of the boat and I put it on a lead onto a fence post so it wouldn't despawn, and I took it to my base and it despawned.
Gotta rename it.
What? Yeah, I was going to grab a name tag. It's really stupid that it'll despawn if it's tied up to something.
I agree with that. That needs to be fixed. Yeah, I think it's not everything. I don't think horses and stuff go.
I know. I want a panda though.
Pandas are coded differently than others because there's so many variants of them and everything. And especially the brown panda is totally different too. So I wonder if it has something to do with that in the coding.
So I also bought some sets of armor from the store.
You know what? I did that too. I have a full set.
I bought two sets.
So oh, 80, I didn't buy two.
80 diamonds. And then I got netherite on one of the sets. And then also put swift sneak 2 on the netherite set. And I need to get soul speed for that one, and then another swift sneak 2, and then that'll be maxed out. And then I also got my leggings and helmet from my iron set trimmed in netherite again, because I did lose those, but I got them back. So I have my fully maxed out, mostly besides special swift sneak, maxed out on my iron netherite armor.
Very nice. Well, I've been digging out crazy amounts for my item sorter. You actually came over today while we played a little bit before lunch and helped me dig that out. Thank you, Little C, for that.
You said to come over to your base and to look at something, and then I just see you digging, so I just automatically go to diggy diggy hole mode.
It was nice. It cleared it out really quick. I think I got that whole thing cleared out. I'm making basically the top layer is where it sorts out the items, right? So that's typical item sorter, just connected to one double chest. That's it. But then I have a hopper underneath that with power to it via switches that are powered on. That'll keep it in that top chest. But if I flip that switch, it'll drop down into more chests down below, and I'll have a whole nother storage. So I think it's a total of 7 or 8 double chests per slot that I item sort.
That's pretty nice. I only have 4 double chests per type of items, like stone bricks, all the different variants. But then I also have a barrel underneath it that I'll fill with shulker boxes full of said item.
Nice. And then, so that'll give me 212 different slots. Now, some of those slots I'll double up. Let's say stone, for instance, I'm going to have tons of that. So I'll probably make 2 or 3 rows or columns of that. You know, I'll have to figure that out and balance that out. Also, I'll probably have bulk storage somewhere that's manually set that I'll put other items in and things that I just have abundance of, and then I can clear them out and move them over. I'm trying to come up with making it somewhat pretty. I came up with a design to hide some of the hoppers and the redstone using trapdoors, which I love trapdoors for that because I kind of only want a 2-wide hallway. And you can put those on the sides and still walk down the hallway.
Yeah, people use spruce trapdoors everywhere all the time. Most abused block in Minecraft.
Yeah, I do wish there were more solid trapdoors that you can't see through.
Yeah.
That would be really nice to me. The only other one I can think of that is easy to get is the birch, but I don't like the way the birch looks.
Yeah. Yeah, none of the other ones are solid.
And like you, Little C, like I said, I did buy a full enchanted set of armor, so I'm all armored up.
Did you get it netherite yet?
I did not get it netherite. I haven't got any netherite yet. I'm still full diamond. Last week on my live stream, if you guys missed that, make sure you go back and check those out on our new YouTube channel. That's been going well. My live streams have been having fun doing it, but I helped you do a project. I helped you find your slime chunks in your base. My goodness, I went over there. I about died many, many times from these slimes. You had slimes everywhere, Little. See, I don't know how you survived.
Yeah, they were everywhere and they were so annoying.
So I found the slime chunks and I put some half slabs. Actually, just slabs, bottom slabs. They're not called half slabs, people, even though that's what we always call them.
They are half slabs.
A half slab would be a half of a slab.
No, it's a half slab.
I agree. Anyways, I put them down to keep the slimes from spawning. Seems to be working fine for you now, right?
Yeah. No, there's been a few slimes, but I'm not sure where they're coming from.
Might need to check that into that a little bit, see if we can find those. But anyways, it's manageable now. I've been looking at when you're playing and stuff, and you keep playing around with the character skins, too. What have you been doing with those?
I made a dwarf skin. That's like a really short guy, and he's got all this, like a really long beard and long hair and stuff. So I made a little diggy diggy hole dwarf.
I think a long beard on a dwarf isn't a good idea. You keep tripping over it.
Whoa. Does it have to be a really long beard or a really short dwarf?
There you go. One or the other. Something else that has been the talk this week, and I don't have it in the official past week for Minecraft or anything, but the Marketplace Pass. Have you looked at this at all, Little C?
I see there's a lot of people mad at it, and I don't understand why.
I don't get why. It's already been there, essentially. It was a part of Realms Plus, which is your 10-player realm, basically, and it came with all this stuff anyways. You had the bonus packs that you could download, the maps, all that. This is just a way to get all those packs as a subscription, basically, for less. And if you don't need the realm, there you go, right? You can get it for cheaper. It's like $3.99 US dollars, I know that, a month, which is a lot less than the Realms Plus. So I don't get what all the controversy is on it.
Yeah, I think people just don't like the Marketplace, which I get, because there's not good quality moderation for the Marketplace at all. And like, the Marketplace does suck for that reason. But the idea of the Marketplace is okay. It's just they don't release good things onto it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but you have people that are enjoying some of these packs and everything. So, and some people like that, and that's fine. If you don't like it, don't buy it, right? I'm not going to buy it. It's not something that I'm interested in. I don't like doing subscriptions usually, unless it's something I really support. There's a few that I do. And it makes sense. And it's only $3.99 a month. That's not that much. And I get as a kid or something, you know, it seems you don't have any income, so you have no way to pay for that.
But if you
I understand that.
If you don't like it, then don't use it.
Exactly.
I don't get the complaintiveness of people.
Right, but let's say you buy one pack off the marketplace anyways a month, it's already paid for itself.
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer if you're one of those people that buy stuff and you get skin packs. And by the way, the bonuses on the, talking about the character creator skin stuff, you get some of those. You get to keep those forever even if you don't keep the subscription.
That's pretty cool.
Right. And they offer a 30-day trial right now. So you can try it out for free and then cancel it and you still get all the character stuff, character skin stuff. So, you know, it's a no-brainer to me. I don't have a problem with that. I want them to continue having income so they can continue working on the game, right?
I just wish they would need some kind of source of revenue. I wish they would actually care about quality on the marketplace.
Well, they leave it up to the people creating it. And there are some really quality stuff on there.
No, there is quality on there, but the problem is you can never find it through the flooding of crap.
Well, and that's about anything, right? That's Amazon, all that. You kind of have to rely on the reviews and the people somewhat. And you get a lot of people on YouTube doing reviews of these packs and stuff, which is nice. And it's a good way to show it off, I suppose. I think if I was a creator that was going to put something on the marketplace, I definitely would show off my pack on YouTube and other media sources like that and try to get the word out there. Hey, look at this. This is really quality, and set myself apart from the others. I'm trying to think of anything else I did in Minecraft this week. Not a whole lot. I've been working on that item sorter stuff, and that's really been my focus. Not a whole lot going on in real life. We did do an after-hours show last week for our listeners.
That's like, I think we're going for like one every 4 months.
So, yeah, we did this one, so it would have been March. The last one was last October, I think. So we went a while, but if you're a subscriber, thank you. There you go. We gave you another after-hours show. It was really good. We stayed up really late. It literally was after hours. I think we did it at 1 or 2 in the morning kind of thing. And it was fun. Now, you do have to have, get this, a subscription to our podcast to be able to listen to it, which is kind of funny.
So instead of buying a marketplace pass, buy a block party pass.
There you go.
There you go.
It's $1.99 a month, so basically half the cost of the marketplace pass. And you get all our past episodes, too, if you want to listen to how we got started and how this podcast got started and everything. That's a great way to do that. And occasionally, we'll do an after-hour show. Little C, did you have a lot of fun doing the after-hour show? I know I did.
I don't remember it. It was too late at night to be in my memory now.
Yeah, and this would have been last Friday night. We stayed up. I think you and I stayed up till about 5 a.m. that night.
Yep.
Holy Bookworm wasn't here, and we just had a lot of fun. I spent some of the time working on analog stick module for a PlayStation 4 controller, and I realized how bad I am at desoldering things. I'm really good at soldering it back together, but getting it off the board, I'm really, really terrible at it. It took me all night to get that all worked out. And so I did one module. It works great, everything. The other side I kind of gave up on, but this week I did order a tool to make it a little easier. I hope to do that later today and finish out that controller. As far as trucking this week, I really couldn't find a lot of loads this week. The economy in America right now, probably everywhere, just isn't doing that great. There's a lack of loads and a lack of pay for the loads, so it was a struggle. I ended up being home all day on Thursday, which was kind of nice. It was nice to spend some time here. Now, next week, I have a full week again, so it kind of comes and goes, and I'm hoping that comes back around and I can talk about trucking a little bit more. I did get into another game this week. Little C, I don't know. Is this going to take away from Minecraft? I don't know if this is a good idea or not.
Just balance playing multiple games.
And play them both at the same time.
Yes.
I might do that. I think my computer can handle it now. But I started playing Civilization VI on my PC. It's such a great game.
Usually I can beat the entire game of Minecraft while waiting for you to finish your turn on
it
Civilization.
It was not that long. There was a couple times I was waiting on you.
Now I know why you're called Bearded Sloth. You play the game like a sloth.
I have played Civilization games in the past, but I've never played multiplayer before, and I really enjoy that. That's a lot of fun. So maybe there's more to come with that in our past week in real life stuff. But
I
think that's about all I've been up to.
In the game we started, I'm so gonna win.
We'll see.
You don't stand a chance.
All right, Little, say what you've been up to this week.
So I learned to burn CDs this week.
Dude, I've been doing that since I was like 2.
Yeah, I got
it.
Okay,
not really. CDs weren't even out when I was 2.
Wow, you're old. So
We used to not burn them. We used to record the radio. We'd make a request on the radio and wait for it. And then I'd hit record on my cassette recorder. And I'd get the song that way.
While walking uphill both ways to school?
Exactly. Glad you listen.
So some people at church on Wednesday night, we have like music practice for Sunday and stuff. And I helped set the audio and stuff. But there were a few people, and they recorded a song. So we recorded that with all the church stuff. And then I brought it home, put it in Audacity, got some stuff like on the audio. And then I burned it onto a CD, which I've never done before, but now I know how to do. And now I want to make like CDs of all my favorite songs just because it's fun to put
exactly
a CD.
What I used to
it's
do.
It's so fun to put a CD like in a car or something and actually have to do that.
It's like,
there's something fun about it.
Man, going all retro, I get to put a CD in a car.
Yep.
It's funny because that's just my childhood. I'd have burned CDs like crazy all around my car. I'd have a whole booklet of thousands of them.
And then Friday, yesterday, Holy Bookworm and I were in the big town near us because we had some things to do. But we stopped at Best Buy on the way home.
Ooh, Best
Buy. Which is just fun. And I was not planning on buying anything. We went because Holy Bookworm wanted to look at monitors and see what she thought and stuff. So I wasn't planning on buying anything. I was just going to look at some stuff. And then I end up buying a little iFixit, like magnetic and like dry erase board thing. So it's cool. You can put screws on it and then mark them. And then they're magnetic, so it doesn't fall off.
I did buy a little tool set for taking apart consoles and whatnot. And it's not the iFixit one. It's like an off-brand. But it came with a little magnetic thing. I didn't think I'd like it. I love it.
It's super nice. And then also, it's funny because I was looking at some other stuff because they have Glorious products, which they have the GMMK Pro, which is the keyboard base that I want to get. So no switches or keycaps. It's just the base of the keyboard, but it's an $160 base and there's much better options. But so I'll probably get a different one if I get into custom keyboards, but it was just nice to see it in real life.
Cool. Nice. That is something about going to a physical store and not just buying
just
stuff
fun
online.
To go to the store.
There is a reason to still have these stores.
And I'm not sure if I kind of want to upgrade my mouse in the future to one that has wireless charging or like a dock of some sort. And I think the Logitech G Pro Superlight has wireless. I'll do some research, but that might be a good option. It's a bit more expensive than what I paid for my Glorious Model O wireless, but it'd be nice to, because you can get a mouse pad that just charges your mouse. So
that's
you set your
nice.
Mouse on a mouse pad, and then you can put it under a desk mat or whatever, and then it just charges.
It makes sense to me. I like that a lot.
Or if nothing else, you have a docking station at least, so I don't have to get a cord to have sitting on my desk. I could just have like a nice station to put my mouse in at the end of every day.
Yeah, I like that. That makes a lot of sense to me.
And I don't know why Glorious hasn't done that yet on their stuff, but
yeah, I don't know. It does seem like, and they're a giant company.
Yeah, because I know the Razer, whatever the good Razer wireless mouse is, I know it has like a docking station thing, and then one of the G Pro Superlights has a nice wireless. So I hope Glorious does it in the future because I'm a pretty big fan of some Glorious stuff. Like, I like the mouse and stuff, and, like, their keyboards are a bit overpriced, but they're still good, like, quality.
I do all right with my cheap little portable mouse that takes a couple AA batteries and a little dongle goes inside of my laptop. I'm good with that. Works just fine.
Yeah, well, you're not sitting at a desk using your computer for everything.
That is true. I'm sitting in a seat with a steering wheel all day long. I will tell you this week, yesterday, I actually went and picked up a load, had to live load the truck. Well, they didn't let me sit in the truck while they loaded the trailer. I had to sit in their driver's lounge. So I got my laptop out and playing on PC and actually playing Civilization 6. And I used my cheap mouse and it worked just fine.
Yeah, but it's just not, if you play any competitive games at all or anything, it's hard to use mouses that don't have good tracking. Plus, since I've used good products for things, I can never go back.
What's funny too is I have in the studio, I have a mouse. I actually bought it off of Temu. Really, really, really cheap mouse. It's super light, but it works great. I have no problems with it at all. So I don't know. And it's funny, you can nerd out on all kinds of stuff, right? Like microphones or whatever. And everybody has their niche of what they nerd out on, what they really like and what they want quality on, or what they're willing to cheap out on. And it is interesting to see how people feel. Some people, even food, right? You got macaroni and cheese. Maybe you go with the Kraft mac and cheese or you go with the Velveeta mac and cheese, and everybody has their preference. Let's move on from our real life and let's get into Minecraft world.
The past week in Minecraft, all info from Minecraft.net.
All right, they've been up to a lot this week. I'm excited. There's some exciting news here. First, we're going to start off with Minecraft Bedrock 1.20.70/71. Came out Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. It does have a note here. Some platforms may see this update as version 1.20.70, though the two versions are fully compatible in multiplayer. I'm not sure why that is. I know the server and my computer are both 1.20.71, so it's kind of weird there. In their experimental toggle, so this is in the main game, but you have to have the experimental toggle on. They have some additions here. They added wind charge in the actual game, not the beta preview, but with the toggle. Become the breeze. Using a wind charge will fire off a wind charge projectile similar to the breezes. They added the bogged, a new variant of skeletons that shoot poisonous arrows. They added the vault, a block that holds locked treasure and loot. Find the right key to eject its rewards. And all those, we've talked about them in the beta previews, of course, many, many times, and all their features and everything. But it is nice to be able to try it out just with the experimental toggle without having to open up the preview. And that means that it's no longer broken, and this is probably more of what we're going to end up with. So how those three things are acting is probably what they're going to stick with. There still could be some texture changes or whatnot, too. All right, moving on to the stable stuff. So the things in the regular vanilla game, they added, this is kind of a big deal for Xbox Series consoles. They added 4K resolution to the Xbox Series consoles.
This is starting to make Minecraft good on consoles again, but this is just the very beginning. Because, just console gaming in general is not as good as PC gaming. Like, with, refresh rates, usually it's capped to, some consoles it's, 60, and others it's, 144. But it's just, you can't get as good of stuff on consoles as you can on computers.
But it's half the cost, usually, too.
Yeah.
And I will say, that they added 4K. I will say, and I've brought this up in the past, it seems like they're starting to focus back on consoles more. Because for a long time, it seemed like they were only focusing on mobile, yeah, which was probably their number one player base.
I think they need to do what they're doing for consoles to computer as well on Windows 10 edition.
Well, I think that is something they are changing that too. But yeah, changed. They need to. But I do have this overall feeling they're working on all this. It seems like Windows or Bedrock Edition is getting a lot of attention in the right ways lately, to me anyways.
Yeah, I think it is. They're starting to actually care about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe some of the developers started playing on Bedrock now instead of only Java.
I was actually listening to somebody, I think he was, I forget his name, but he was on with IBX and playing, and he was talking about how he's almost only played Bedrock lately, which was a big deal for somebody working for Mojang. So that's awesome. All right, let's get back to the changelog here.
Could you imagine working at Mojang and then getting ridiculed like you would for playing Bedrock in the Minecraft community, but while working at the company that developed Minecraft?
I'm sure they have their little tables in the lunchroom, right? The segregation, the Java players here and the Bedrock over here. All right, let's move on to the changes. First, we have wolves. Wolves can now withstand the same amount of damage as in Java Edition.
This is a lot more that they can survive now.
Yeah.
It seems.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Gameplay, but the stuff does more damage to them. It does double the damage, but they have double the health. But it's the way it works or whatever. So, all right, gameplay here. Upward player motion will now reset fall distance, allowing Riptide Tridents to break a fall.
I think Riptide, I don't know what it is about it on Bedrock, but it's just weird the way it functions.
I've never really used it. I know we had a player that used it all the time.
Because in the rain, it's really cool. But on Bedrock, some reason, when you throw it and catch it and try to throw it again, there's like slight delay. So at least for me, I end up falling out of the air a lot.
I wonder if you try it now, if that some of that's fixed too. Players can now bridge blocks over water. I don't know if you've ever ran into this, but as soon as you went over water and you're just bridging across, it just stopped.
Yeah. So, usually I just crouch and look backwards, the Java Edition way of bridging.
There you go. Fixed skylight not being updated properly when big gaps of air were present between the ceiling and the floor. Fixed players not unlocking the beginning trophy on PlayStation for defeating a wither, even if they were close enough to the wither. Some changes to mobs here. When fed, baby mobs now emit both sound and particles. All sounds emitted by phantoms are now audible even when the player is facing away, so they can't sneak up from behind you now. All sounds emitted by wardens are now audible even when the player is facing away. Lots of blocks now play appropriate sounds when entities fall onto them. Updated the globe pattern on shields to match Java Edition. Players can no longer customize touch controls while on the death screen. Updated the Realms Plus landing page to make it more clear how realm subscriptions work. I did end up on that page today because I was looking at the marketplace pass and everything, and I did see this. It's very clear what you're getting, and I'm glad that they clarified that on the pages and stuff. So when a mom is getting ready to put her credit card in for her kid, she can kind of understand what's going on, right? Which is a good thing. So kids, make sure you tell your parents, hey, look, this is what I'm getting.
And try to explain to old people what Minecraft is.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, some changes on Android. Storage location will switch to external automatically on fresh installs if storage permission is granted via app settings prior to launching the game on devices running Android 12 or older. Certain files and directories will be generated in external storage on next launch when setting storage location to external via in-game settings on devices running Android 12 or older. All right, some changes to the user interface. Fixed chat messages initially rendering below the screen after sending them. The updated death screen is now enabled by default, even when resource packs are applied to a world. Updated the design of the report a friend warning model and the report limit warning model. Fixed a bug that caused clear text to reappear in the inventory search bar, which I've actually had that bug, so glad that's fixed. Fixed text-to-speech narration for main panel text and realm feed button on realm slot screen. All right, and a few fixes they have listed here. Fixed a bug that could cause the loading screen to get stuck for some time, around 40%.
I've seen that happen a lot.
I didn't see a difference. It still seems like it's stuck at 40%.
I don't even think the loading bar is a real loading bar. It's just there for our brain.
Yeah, probably. On realms, chunks will no longer stay loaded in the end unless a player is in the area. So apparently what was happening on the video I saw on this was if you were in the end and you died, you literally only had 5 minutes to get back there because the chunk stayed loaded the whole time on a realm. So, but that's fixed now. Fixed a bug that could sometimes prevent the stronghold portal room from being generated. I have seen this a few times. Now every stronghold should have a portal room.
Which, how many strongholds are there per world? Isn't there a set number?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was 20-something, but okay. I'm not exactly sure of that. And there were some more fixes and everything. You can check out the full change logs. We always have a link in our podcast description. All right, now let's get into the good stuff. They're adding stuff to the snapshots and betas and previews and stuff. So this one is going to be Minecraft Java Snapshot 24W11A, came out Thursday, March 14th, 2024. The experimental stuff, of course, you got to have the experimental data pack turned on. The additions here in this snapshot, it's a new item. It's a new tool.
It's a new weapon.
It's a new weapon. Okay. Mace. Yes, you heard that right. It is mace. It's a new heavy weapon to smash your enemies. Leverage the weight of this new weapon to deal additional damage the farther you fall before hitting your target. Using a mace will decrease its durability like any other weapon. Repair it with breeze rods on an anvil. Players can use a mace in combination with wind charges to launch up and deliver devastating smash attacks on their enemies. And of course, they want to hear your feedback on their Discord channel they have set for that. And let's talk about the breeze rod, a new item dropped by the breeze that can be crafted into 4 wind charges or used with the heavy core to craft the mace. Now we got to talk about the heavy core. A mysterious, dense block which can be combined with a breeze rod to craft the mace. Heavy cores can be obtained from vaults. Let's talk about those three things.
My new nickname should be a heavy core. A mysterious, dense block.
Mysterious, dense block. I like it. Yeah, so this mace sounds pretty cool.
You can one-shot a warden.
We have played around with it.
I think 120 blocks.
But it's basically an more of a critical hit kind of thing. So you use the wind charges, right? Launch yourself up kind of high and come back down with the mace and hit your enemy. That's the idea.
Yeah. My theory is fly up with an elytra and then fall. Because you can deal as much damage as you would ever want.
Right. And if you're, let's say you're flying into a place.
Yeah.
And you've been flying for a while and you just come down and you just hit it. It's going to one-shot about everything, I would think.
I can't one-shot dogs. It'll just break the dog armor.
Ooh, nice.
I think.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not going to try that out. I don't want to risk my dog. All right. Anything else you want to talk about? That's a big deal. Like a new weapon. That's awesome.
Breeze rods are interesting because it's obviously just blaze rods retextured. I'm interested to see if they do anything else similar to blaze rods.
So I'm guessing that the breeze now is just going to drop the breeze rod and not the wind charges.
Yeah, it drops that, but then you can craft the wind charges.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And you can get more in there that way too, compact. So I like that.
The texture of the mace is weird, considering it's a hammer-like item and it's not a like trident-like model. Because the trident's like almost 3D-ish. And a lot of people are thinking that's how the mace should be.
And I wonder if they're going to work on that. But that's why they want your feedback. They've been pretty good at adjusting things when they first release it in a snapshot. And they have been adjusting things, especially the textures like that. So I'll be curious how that comes in the coming week.
This is just going to be a weapon, I think, that's cool. Everyone likes it, but no one ever uses it.
Yeah, probably. We'll see how it goes, though. They did add new armor trims, new banner patterns, and new pottery sherds.
Great. More things that I really can't keep track of. Like, unless I pull up the wiki with the list of all of them, I have no idea what any of them are, but I love it. I love that they're adding more.
Yeah, it's basically just more stuff to find in their new features and everything. All right, now moving on in this snapshot to the stable stuff, so you do not need the data pack to be turned on. The changes here, adjusted flying behavior for bees and parrot to keep them from overshooting their position when flying up and down. The data pack version is now 35. The resource pack version is now 29. And of course, there's a few more changes and stuff within that snapshot. Go check out the link in our description. All right, moving on. Minecraft Bedrock beta/preview 1.20.80.22 also came out Thursday, March 14th, 2024. We have the experimental toggle that you got to have on for the mace. Let's see if they have any other things here. Basically the same thing. The breeze rod they added and the heavy core. And, of course, the new armor trims, new banner patterns, and new pottery sherds. So, this is really nice that they do have all these things, and they're coming in same day on both Java and on Bedrock. I'm loving that. Little C, do you have any thoughts on that? Do you like having it come together, or do you like it when one has this and the other has this, and they're trying it out separate?
I like it when it's all the same, because that way it makes it easier. I can just use one to test for both.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, they do have some changes here, and this is the Bedrock stuff here. In Trial Chambers, added new chambers and variations with new challenges. Trial spawners will now appear more frequently in the corridors. Change the layout of blocks around the vaults. The loot tables of vaults and trial chambers have been updated to address some inventory management issues.
This is the first time Mojang has ever mentioned inventory management as an actual issue. So they're actually stating the issue by name.
It's right here in text. I've got it right here.
I don't think they're actually going to do anything about it, but it's interesting to see that they did talk about it.
Yeah, at least they acknowledged it. Some changes to the breeze made the breeze breath with its eyes. Made the breeze breathe with its eyes instead of feet to avoid drowning in water. So apparently it
Minecraft
used,
moment.
Used feet. Yep. The breeze now drops 1 to 2 breeze rods when killed by a player. So that's going to be 4 or 8 wind charges. All right. Now the stable stuff in this beta/preview. These don't need the experimental toggle turned on to try them out. The changes are the armadillo walking animation has been accelerated, bringing it closer to the pace it has in Java Edition. Okay, that's the only one they listed. And of course, there's many more in the official change logs. Go check those out. Little C, that's some big stuff. I love the new items. I like this little block. I remember when they teased it before they released it and we weren't sure what we were getting.
A lot of people thought it was a grappling hook.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about grappling hooks. I like this. I like that nobody guessed it and it's brand new. I enjoy that more when it's just something brand new and shocking. Oh, what's this? Let's learn about it. And even us, which we usually don't do very often, we got on the beta preview and gave it a try.
It's a feature. Honestly, I don't think I'll be doing much with it. I'll probably get one. Oh, I did find it interesting. You can't put mending or unbreaking on it.
Not yet. I'm guessing that's just
we'll
something they left out.
We'll see if they'll change it or not, but yeah.
Yeah. And of course, there's going to be a lot of iterations of this and changes and texture changes and how it works. So I bet we'll be talking about that for quite a few weeks yet.
Now it's time for do-do-do-do-do.
Listener questions.
Our first question comes from Froggies. What's your favorite thing about owning Jericho?
Well, I love being able to have a fun place for others to join in without worrying about the drama and such of most of these servers that I see. It's a nice, safe place to play. I like that, that I can provide that for people. Secondly, the most satisfying part is when somebody tells me how much they're enjoying Jericho SMP. Because I'm playing it either way. I, of course, right, I love seeing other people's builds, but I'm kind of treating it like a single player world. I do my own thing. I'm not necessarily right there in with the community. I'm just not that player. I'm very much of a hermit, I guess you would say. So it is nice to hear that other people are enjoying it. Whether I'm playing or not, and the interactions. And there have been some friendships made on Jericho SMP, and that's fun to see, and that's, it's really nice, right? It's kind of a reward for me to be able to provide that safe place for everybody to play. Also, I gotta say, it's kind of nice to get things that I usually wouldn't get myself, kind of like what we talked about earlier, but let's say like a Nether Star? It's kind of nice to be able to just go to our shops and go buy one.
I love making totems and being able to change them whenever I want on the server. That's fun.
Yeah, that is nice. And being the owner, co-owner with me, right? You can decide that.
If I want to put my face as a totem, I could.
I did think about terrifying everybody and putting my face as the totem. We'll see if that's coming next. We have been changing it basically at the beginning of the month. Do you know what the next one's going to be, Little C?
I kind of want to keep the 1UP. It's too good. The 1UP's so good.
The 1UP is good. That's what we're currently on. I did that because March 10th, we call that Mario Day. So that's why I put it on for this month. Anything else you like about being owner of the server?
All the things you said?
Yeah, it's nice.
That's pretty much, I don't know, yeah.
Anything you dislike about it? I'm just throwing extra questions in here.
Dealing with you.
Dealing with me. I can definitely understand that. Sometimes we make rules, which makes sense, but then we're held to the rules too, and that gets in the way sometimes.
Follow our own rules.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very good about that. I'm very good about not cheating or anything like that, you know, but it is funny sometimes. All right. Thank you for that question, Froggy ZZ. Next one comes from MSW12. He's got a lot of music questions. He was on here last week, too, and had a music question. This week, his question is, do you like classical music?
Sometimes I'll listen to it, but not often. I mean, if I'm listening to music without lyrics, it's probably Minecraft music. That's my version of, like, classical style music. It's just Minecraft music.
Minecraft music is classical music.
But usually
music.
I listen to, like, classic rock or just rock in general.
So my thoughts on classical music, I mean, it's fine. It's okay, I guess. It's something to have in the background, but it's not something I know much about or that I go seek out to listen to. I do like classic rock. Does that count?
Yeah, I don't think classical music counts as classic rock.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for those questions. We love hearing your questions. Remember, listener questions can be Minecraft related or not. They can be completely off the wall. Keep them family friendly. Of course, you can email us or join our Discord to get those in.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show, Holy Bookworms Joke of the Week.
What happened to the mouse when he fell into the bathtub?
He came out squeaky clean.
All right, that one was actually pretty good. I like that one.
Hamsters are better.
Hamsters are better? No, that would work too. But mice, you think of mice squeaking, yeah. I guess. So for the joke, it makes sense. Thank you, Holy Bookworm, for that. All the Jericho people get to see these jokes before we do the podcast. So that's a benefit of being on Jericho, by the way. Little C, it's been a fun show. Hopefully I'll play some Minecraft and not play too much Civilization this week, so I'll have more to talk about next week. Thank you all for joining us. Also, if you want to check out that After Hours show, you can help support the show by subscribing to the podcast. Find the link in the description to subscribe. It truly helps us out and is super appreciated. And best of all, you'll get access to more of us with the After Hours show and all of our early episodes of The Block Party. Help us get the word out about The Block Party podcast by telling everyone about the show. Visit theblockpartymc.com.
We want to hear from you. We love your comments and questions. You can join our Discord or email us at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thank you for being here. We truly appreciate it. Make sure to tell everyone about The Block Party, a Minecraft podcast. I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye.